All right. Welcome to this segment of Motivational Monday. Glad you are back. Get that cup of M&Ms, a glass of water, a cup of Java, whatever you need, and get hydrated and energized for the week ahead. I want to focus in for a few short moments on being a collector of stories versus a collector of things. You see, the J.B. Phillips Bible translation of the Lord's Prayer says, "Give us each day the bread we need." Well, this forces us to ask, what do I really need and how much do I really need? The answer to those questions will be different for everyone, but they will be godly answered only when we die to self and live to the mission to which Christ calls us to. And what pitcher Jim Booten said about baseball when he retired is what many people aren't saying about their relationship with material things. He said, "For years you think you're gripping the ball, when all along it's gripping you." Well, every person hearing these words has ample evidence of what happens when being becomes owning, when loving becomes controlling, when knowing becomes showing, when means become ends, when gripping becomes being vice gripped. Oh, the difference between those points of tensions. You see, Christ is to alter the character of our soul, of our way of being, our very life, and how we deal with our dirt, our sin, the beautiful broken mess of the world. Well, there's a story of a rabbi who was walking with some of his disciples when one of them asked, "Rabbi, when should a person repent?" The rabbi quickly replied, "On the last day of your life." But, protested several of his disciples, "We can never be sure which day will be the last day of our life." The rabbi smiled and said, "The answer to that problem then is very simple, isn't it? Repent right now." And yes, we want to look in the mirror before we look out the window. We want to look into the heart of our soul and what God is doing there, what God is stirring there, how God is speaking there. And upon looking into the mirror of our soul, stepping forward in faith, trusting where God is leading, letting go of some of that past so we can be created for the future. The New Testament gives us this advice: let not the sun go down on your dirt, on your problems, on the things that hold you back or down. And when the writer of Hebrews reminds us to lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely, what he's really saying is, do your dishes. Take out the trash. Work on cleaning up the mess. Take care of it. Be made new. Forget those things which are behind and focus in on where Christ is calling. So this week, don't go to bed with a sink full of dirty dishes. Get ready to get up each day, to greet the day, to begin anew, and to pray that part of the Lord's Prayer. Give us each day, Lord, the bread we need, and then set our minds on that. That's it. May you be blessed this week. Blessings on your Motivational Monday. See you next time.